2002, we had this crazy idea for a website, xxxchurch.com. And I remember our first slogan, tagline, whatever you want to call it, the number one Christian porn site. And we kind of joked. We put it on a t-shirt. We told people we were number one because there wasn't a number two. It's kind of this funny, gimmicky slogan. I remember wearing a shirt one day through airport security, and all it said on it was the number one Christian porn site. And then right below it, it said xxxchurch.com. The guy checking me through security was laughing, and I thought it was funny. And I'm not saying we're not funny. I'm not saying that nothing on xxxchurch.com is funny. But over the last 10 years, I think I've come to realize that beyond shock, beyond humor, that porn kills. And it seems this like drastic change from the number one Christian porn site to porn kills, but let me just tell you how we got there. It's 2013. And so I've been doing this now for going on 11 years. And what started off as this kind of simple site to help people that were struggling with porn has evolved into something much bigger. You can visit the site, maybe you're brand new, you've never been on this site. You saw this car driving by and you logged on, or you're searching for porn and it said xxxchurch.com and now you're on this site. Or maybe you found your teenage kid surfing porn and you didn't know what to do and you found us. Or maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. I don't know your situation, but I know we've heard from so many people over the last 10, 11 years that would say the same thing we're saying now, is that porn kills. It's not fun. It's not harmless. It's not just entertainment. This is serious stuff that I've now devoted 10 plus years of my life to helping people. And what we hope you see is that despite everything you're going to read online or watch on TV or hear from your friends that tells you that this is no big deal, that tells you everybody is looking at this, or gives you excuses like, well, at least I'm not having sex. The Bible says, run away from sexual sin. No other sins are like this. And so when we slap the word porn kills on this vehicle, it's not just even a normal vehicle we're driving. And this vehicle transports dead people. It's a hearse. And that's how serious we are about this message. There's no such thing as please watch porn responsibly. Oh, I can stop at any time, or at least I'm just looking at porn so I don't have sex with my girlfriend. I mean, I'm going to be in much better shape if I just bring a 12, 13-year addiction to porn into my marriage one day. Or once I get married, it's just going to stop because I get to have unlimited sex because that's what marriage is all about, and I'll never look at porn. Or maybe I'll get my wife in on this so then it will be okay. But then you start to put all these parameters around when you can and can't use porn. Women can't compete with porn stars. Women oftentimes feel that they've done something wrong when they find out that you're looking at porn. We talk about men or women, and man, this isn't just guys looking at this stuff. This is women reading this stuff. 3 out of the top 10 books on the New York Times bestseller list for the year were 50 Shades of Something. mostly read by women wanting to read about this fantasy. Men, we more like to watch the fantasy. But the reality is, what you're watching or what you're reading isn't real. And when you try and bring that into your marriage, you're going to kill your marriage. So when we tell you porn kills, we're talking about porn killing your marriage, porn killing your family, porn killing lives, porn killing your spouse. This is going to break down so many different parts of your life. And what we want to help you with at Triple X Church is to understand that you're not alone, to understand that there's other people who are going through this struggle. We have things on the website that will encourage you, that will help you, because we don't want to see one more life destroyed. We want to see one more marriage ended. I can't tell you the amount of women that come up to me after I get done on a Sunday morning speaking at a church. And they're always in tears when they're kind of just hanging around the table. And then the first words out of their mouth are, "This is why I'm no longer married." I'll never forget answering my phone one day, and it's a lady I don't even know, who tells me about her husband who committed suicide because of this addiction. I officiated a funeral of another friend of mine who would tell you the same thing if he was alive today, that this stuff will kill you. I don't know how many friends of mine have lost jobs in ministry as pastors because of their addiction. I don't know how many people I know that have lost their marriage because of this stuff. We want to help you put an end to this. Not an end to your life, not an end to your marriage, but an end to your porn. So I hope you check out the things that we have, not only on the site, but all over the web, whether it's a video, whether it's an interview, whether it's a blog, whether it's software, whether it's a workshop, whether you come see us live somewhere. That's what we're all about at XXXChurch.com. Helping you understand the porn kills.